Like, hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi there.
That chick you took out?
Yes, in Pittsburgh.
Was that a blind date?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Right on. Bye-bye. Hello, Don.
We don't have time for your personality disorder.
Hello.
Don Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to know a guy. Well, in fact, he's passed away now. He was a Marine. His name was Don Raphael. Everybody thought he was blind, so they thought, you know, he was an all right guy. But what they didn't know till a lot later on was that when they would have a fight and she'd go upstairs and go to bed, he'd sit around and get drunk and move the furniture around during the night.
Old joke.
No, but it is an old joke, but it's possible
it
that
happen.
It's true.
It's not a joke at all. The guy was mean and mean-spirited and just would not
be a whack. All right,
it might be an old joke, and it might be true or untrue, but it's just if you play that all the way through in your mind.
It's funny.
You know, good morning, honey.
Boom.
Pump.
I love it. Like Dick Van Dyke. Hello.
Don.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I want to ask you a question. What do the girl's eyes look like, the blind chick?
They look like Rennie eggs.
They
were cloudy.
Did she keep them open all the time? Did she wear the shades?
No, I'll tell you, I do remember this at Buzz. We can compare notes on this.
All right.
I do remember the fact that she had regular, normal eyes.
And were they glass?
She would take the glasses off. No, they were not. Right. She just couldn't see.
Really?
And the eyes would move a little bit. I mean, she had beautiful eyes.
Did she really?
Those creepy, classy ones.
No, they weren't creepy. What about your blind chick, Buzz?
Same thing. Her eyes were normal. In fact, quite beautiful.
Wow. I think all blind people should have eyes that look like two glasses of skim milk.
Why?
That's weird, bleary.
Why?
That way we can spot them.
Big Auto, get the hell off the microphone.
That'll give us the advantage. We don't want them sneaking into a sight of society.
Because we need the advantage over blind people.
We do.
There he goes. We don't want them sneaking in.
They can have dogs in places we can't.
Yeah, but come on, Rob, you can see they can't.
So they say. But they got those skim milk eyes then, I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call here. We got to clear the lines out for a contest. Hello,
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Don. Hey, while you're in the mood, is there any way that I could get you to tell a couple more of your stories? It's been so long since we've heard the Pat Benatar and the sex with the midget story.
Another
tell
day.
Us the story, Don.
Another day, my friend. Another day. Listen, it's time for moms to call right now. Change topics. This will be a very simple contest for today's Independence Air Trip a Day in the month of May to beautiful Las Vegas.
That's mommy music right there.
Fly I and get your Happy Bags game tag. FlyEye.com. Go your own way. That's a trip to Las Vegas. Give it one away every day. And here's all this is. You call us up at 877-365-3636. Only real moms. Very simple. Worst Mother's Day. From this past weekend. And incidentally, like, no tragedies, please.
No disease.
Okay, none.
Right.
None of this. My mom died. My dad. They were coming over with a fresh baked pie and all. Fire truck and they're all dead now. And do I get the trip to Las Vegas still?
Don't think sympathy. Think we're looking for really thoughtless people in your family.
That's right.
Thoughtless people.
And?
Thoughtless to the point of being funny.
And? On this contest only?
Mm-hmm.
Blind people may participate.
That's very generous of you. I know Rob's upset about that, but give him a break.
Normally we have the blinds are not the blinds.
We don't pull the blinds up for it.
The blinds.
So this is the case where seeing people don't have an advantage over blind people.
The one day blinds. we'll have the chance to call and play.
You'll want to start dialing now because you know that's not a very fast process for them.
They have
special telephones.
So listen, just for you girls.
For special people.
Just for your moms, if you really had just a crappy, awful Mother's Day. And we're going to fly through these calls very quickly, so try to be succinct, to the point.
Yes.
If you had the bad one,
it's got to be so bad it amuses us.
Yeah, then you get the trip to Vegas. And again, please, no tragedy.
Right.
Okay. No tragedies.
Yeah, that slows things down. Yeah.
Tragedy. Let's try one call, an unscreened call, just to see who's calling. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Say it to God. You can't be calling right now. We're looking for women for Mother's Day.
Yeah, what was the thing about Mother's Day? Sorry.
Yeah, well, what did you call for?
For the Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Greed.
He heard contest. And
here's a question. Can you see?
I can.
Okay.
Can you see your way off of this phone?
Can he hear is the question.
Don't make us make this a contest only for the blindies.
No, we don't want to do that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Blind mothers.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, now see, here's a woman. Wait, this is just a random call. What's your name?
Sherry.
Where are you from, Sherry?
Seattle.
And you're a mommy?
Yes, I'm a mommy.
And did you have a bad Mother's Day? Can you tell us why? We're just throwing you on the air as an experiment.
Super. No, I had a wonderful Mother's Day.
Well, why are you calling? We're looking for whoever had the worst Mother's Day this year.
Were you calling about the gay mayor?
Why were you calling?
Because I want to know if you're streamed on the internet.
This was a totally unrelated call.
This was a random call.
She is the mother.
I know, but I don't hear you in Seattle anymore, so...
I understand.
You should move to Spokane.
Spotucky.
Move to Spotucky where the gay mayor loves all the Boy Scouts.
Or Wichita.
Sure.
I did hear about the gay mayor in Spokane.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
He looks like a pedophile, I think. Do you think he looks like a pedophile, or do you think he looks gay, or do you think he looks straight?
I think he looks all of the above.
No, pick one.
A pedophile.
Pedophile is the winning answer.
Thank you. And here's Joe, because...
Well, we're getting a lot of calls from mothers who didn't bother to listen to the rest of your sentence, so they have no idea why they're calling. They're just calling to win.
Okay, right. Joe, why don't you come on, help us out here. Listen, thank you for the call in Seattle. Hold on, we'll tell you about the secret way to get the show on the internet.
That would be great.
I just hung up on her. I'll tell you the secret way to get the show on the internet. Joe, what are we looking for here?
Mothers, call in if you had a lousy Mother's Day and tell Don and Mike your story, and you could win... a trip for two anywhere. Oh, I'm sorry, to Las Vegas.
And what's the caveat here? No what? We're not looking for no tragedy.
Oh, no tragedy.
No tragedies. Right.
Very good, Joe.
So hopefully they heard it that time.
Good.
Okay. Bye, Joe.
All of the mothers simply go away.
Keep coming in, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a big part of the show.
What are the ingredients in that hot sauce?
Just keep... Joe. Just keep coming in. Keep coming and walking in. Big dumb Joe, just keep coming in.
We'll get the swipe card during the break.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, let's see another one.
Is that enough, John?
But I'm tired, Mommy.
Quitter.
It's only kids.
So was I. Only a kid. I learned early. Life goes by too damned fast. You've got to know how to compete and win.
Yeah.
I don't want her growing up a spoiled Hollywood brat. Just because she's Crawford's daughter.
Yeah. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Writing is delicious.
How have you been? It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, who doesn't like Beach Baby? I mean, at least here in D.C., it's finally sunny and it's 80 for at least for one day.
Finally.
Glorious! Yeah, let's play the ladies. Let's play the game with the ladies.
Mothers.
Let's play the oopsies.
Mothers that might have had an oopsie on Mother's Day because it was so bad for them.
If you had a bad Mother's Day, again, please, no tragedies. We're going to fly through these calls rapid fire. Just find that one special gal that had that crappy Mother's Day and give her today's trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of FlyEye.com.
That's right.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kate.
Kate, hi. Why did you have an awful Mother's Day?
My awful Mother's Day was spent cleaning out my father-in-law's single-wide mobile home that had been infested with mice.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad.
Not only that, but then as we're cleaning everything out, I had mice run over my toes from underneath the bed, making a break for the closet.
See, when you said cleaning up, I was afraid we were going to go like your dad had a problem, your mom had a problem, or somebody. But no, You're just there cleaning up, and there were mice.
And, you know, it would be a, you know, throwaway story if it wasn't a single wide. You know,
yeah.
You know,
well,
it's a single wide, not a double, not even a double wide trailer.
No, it's a single wide, and there were, I found skeletons of baby mice that had made their nest. So I had to clean up all these skeletons. And then, the worst part of it was, I had to go out into the shed, kind of like a tool shed off to the side.
Oh, yes.
And we're going through his briefcase to make sure he didn't have any important tax papers he was hiding away.
Right.
And I find letters that he has written to several dominatrixes.
Whoa. Oh,
now, come on.
This is your husband's
father? To God, I swear to God. And they were all typewritten saying how he was interested in finding out more information about this kind of a lifestyle. Uh-huh. And
and I take it he's underground right now?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Man.
Yes, he is. Very much so. So okay. That was my mother's
okay,
day.
Hold on a second. That's almost too much to swallow. That's cleaning up after the guy's crow to the dead mice, the mice on your feet.
In
okay. And then you, and in a mobile, you know, in a single wide,
and a briefcase, letters to a dominatrix type. Happy Mother's Day. That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
I think it's made up. Am I the only one?
Well, there's a chance of that. We'd have to see the letters. She'd have to present them to us.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hi, who's this?
Laura.
Hi there, Laura. Why did you have a crappy Mother's Day?
Well, we can move on. There's
really
there.
Well, it started, I was 2,000 miles away from home at my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah.
And I had to spend 5 hours on a plane ride back home. And then my son decided he wanted to stop at KFC, so I had to buy dinner for myself.
Okay, right there.
Okay, whatever.
Wait, she was leading up to more mice.
There were no mice there.
I wanted to ask the first contestant if any of the mice were wearing ball gags.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi there, Lisa. Why did you have a crappy Mother's Day?
I literally had a crappy Mother's Day because I went to meet my parents who live in Pennsylvania. I'm here right outside of Washington.
Yeah.
For dinner and promptly got diarrhea about an hour and 15 minutes away from home.
Baby.
It was so bad. I had to, when we were standing in the parking lot saying our goodbyes, I had to excuse myself because it was coming. So,
you really were getting.
So you continued on.
Season.
You continued on with the trip.
Oh well, I had to drive back home in that condition. So it was literally.
How many?
I
want to clear this. You say so you're leaving to go up there. You said you're just outside of D.C. and you get the pain.
No, actually, this was in the parking lot when we were staying.